Today's shiur is Masechta Makos Daf Tes. We will begin on Daf Tes Amud Aleph at the third line. We learned in the Mishnah, Hakla Goyim Al Yedei Yisrael, Yisrael Goyim Al Yedeim, Chutz Al Yedei Ger Toshiv. That if it's through Ger Toshiv, the halachas of Golus do not apply. In order to help frame our shiur, we have to discuss what is the difference between a Ger Toshiv, Nachri and a Ben Noach. Ben Noach is a Nachri who is, is following the Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that we spoke about in Masechta Sanhedrin that they have to follow. A Ger Toshiv is somebody who not just is following those mitzvahs, but rather it's somebody who accepted in Beis Din that he will follow those mitzvahs. And because he's showing that he's totally committed to following those Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And then we have, and now not only is he obligated to follow those mitzvahs because he took them on, but it's really even more. He becomes a Mitzvah of Oysa. The fact that he, in Beis Din, accepted upon himself these Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is clearly an indication that he's obligated to keep it. The Bnei Noach, even though they follow the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, are not considered in the category of Mitzvah V'Oysa. And the standard of Kechavim that we have throughout Shas, he's a Nochri that we don't have no assumption is keeping the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And actually, the Halacha assumes that they don't, even though we don't know for certain, the halacha is that we assume that they don't keep the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And when we speak, therefore, about a standard of Akum, the halacha is, Ein Malin V'loi Meridin. We, of course, do not actively kill him. However, there is no Chiv Hatzola if he's in danger. But by Ger Toshiv, not only do we save him, but there's a mitzvah to save him, because the pasuk says, Ger Toshiv V'chai Imach. This halacha only applies by Ger Toshiv, but it doesn't apply to a Nachri. Of course, the halacha of Malin, is only applicable in a situation where there's no concern for Eva, where there's no issue that this type of behavior could cause serious repercussions to our people. In a situation where there's a concern, then everything changes. So, says the Gemara, the fact that the Mishnah says that there is no golus by Ger Toshiv, Alma, is clearly an indication, says the Gemara, that Ger Toshiv is considered like a Avad Kechavim, and therefore we don't treat him like a Yisrael in terms of trying to save him. Ema Sefer, but ask the Gemara, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Ger Toshiv, Ger Toshiv, that if one Ger Toshiv killed another Ger Toshiv, but Golis, he goes to Golis. So, although, interestingly enough, the Ragachava points out that when we speak about Golus, and we're going to be learning about this in our shiurim, is that there are six Ari Miklat, says the six Ari Miklat, says the Tzofnim Pneach, and the 42 cities of the Levium. Says the Tzofnim Pneach that when we speak about a Ger Toshiv going to Golus, it's only to one of the six Ari Miklat. But the halacha that a Jew could run to one of the 42 Ari Miklat will not apply by a Ger Toshiv. But again, does a Ger Toshiv have this concept of Golos or not? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava Lo Kasha. Can be Ger Toshiv, Shaharag Ger Toshiv. If one Ger Toshiv killed another Ger Toshiv, then they go to Golos. Can be Ger Toshiv, Shaharag Yisrael, then there is no din of Golus. And the reason why there is no din of Golus, explained the Rishonim, is because Golus is not enough under those circumstances. And the punishment of Golus would be inadequate. says the Gemara, there's a different way how some come to this conclusion. Ikad rami kra dadi. There's some that learn astira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Livnei Yisrael l'ger l'tosh b'sarchem tiyanu shosh harim. So we see from this pasuk that the halacha of Ari Miklat applies to the ger l'tosh as well. Ksiv, on the other hand, there's another pasuk, v'hoi l'chem arim l'miklat. L'chem, that it means that it's only for Kla Yisrael and not for the ger l'tosh. So how do we reconcile these two psukim? I'm Rav Kahana. To which Rav Kahana says, like Kasha, Kan the Ger Toshev Sharag Yisrael. That's when the Ger Toshev runs to the Ari Miklat. Kan the Ger Toshev Sharag Ger Toshev. But if a Ger Toshev killed another Ger Toshev, there would not be a locha. There will be a locha of Ari Miklat. And the simple pshat in the Gemara: why, when a Ger Toshev killed a Yisrael, is there no din of Ari Miklat? Because it's not enough that he should get. That Ari Miklat, as we said, is a kapara, and therefore, in a case where he killed the Yisrael, that's not going to be enough. They should just be sent to a Ari Miklat. Says the Gemara Rimini, what we could ask a question. The Mishnah of the Brice that we're about to learn speaks about what we started our shiur with, about the Nochrim who don't keep the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach. That the din is, as Hurasim Zuyim Misosim, as we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, if they violate one of the averus that they may not violate, then the halacha is that they immediately chayv misa. Lefikach, ger, we speak here about a ger toshev, vayv kachavim, shahargu, if they killed somebody even b'shayig, so of course, as we've been discussing quite extensively, the halacha, if Yisrael killed b'shayig, is very different than if he killed b'mezid. In this case, narogim, that b'nei noyach don't need Hasra and an Avera. And the whole purpose, explained the Rishonim, the whole purpose of Hasra is to differentiate between when the Avera was done b'shoyig versus when the Avera was done b'mezid. So says the Gemara, here where the Bnei Noach did an Avera, so there's no halachic concept of differentiating between a shoyig and mezid, v'ktani, and therefore the chayv misa, v'ktani. And we learned in this passage the ger domi David kachavim, that the ger is treated like David kachavim. And if we just said ma'av kachavim loishna the kota ba'minei, if he killed b'shayig another nachri or ger loishna the kotel the labinei, if he killed a yisrael the nerak, and if that's the din by a regular nachri, and if we're comparing a ger toshiv to nachri, so the halach ought to be af ger loishana the kotel ba'aminei loishana kotel laban ba'aminei, that are all circumstances he should be killed and not nerag, he should be killed and not as we're suggesting that he should go to golus. Answers the Gemara Amar Chita Lekasha Kan, the Mishnah that says that he goes to golus is shaharga derech yirida, that he killed him derech yirida, and as we learned so many times in our shiurim, that when you kill derech yirida, there's galus. Kan she karga derech aliyah, therefore, in halacha is in such circumstances, he'll go, there's no galus, as we started our sugya, that if somebody's killed derech aliyah, there is no galus, and therefore, since there's no galus, then the halacha will be that he goes, that he's killed. Ask the Gemara. Derech Yerida, as we just said, Yisrael, when he killed Derech Yerida, where the halacha tells us that if Yisrael did something like this, Goli, the Yisrael would go to Golis. So therefore, the halacha is Iunami. When the Ger Toshev killed somebody, that will be the same halacha that he goes to Golis. Sagile, he'll get to Golis like the Yisrael goes to Golis. However, in a case where Derech Aliyah, where he killed Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Potter, where if Yisrael were to kill that way, he doesn't go to Golis. The Yisrael Potter, who? The Yisrael Potter, that the Yisrael doesn't go to Golis. Therefore, under those circumstances, who Nereg, he will be killed. So even though according to this halacha, the way the Gemara is explaining now, the Ger Toshev is not exactly like a Nachri, because a Nachri Derech Yerida gets killed, and again, Toshev Derech Yerida goes to Golis, still, there's still enough, says Tosfos, of a connection, there's still enough of a similarity between a Ger Toshev and a Nachri that we could understand when the Pasuk connects them. Amle Rava, to which Rava asks the question, how can we say that the Ger Toshev should be Chayiv Misa when he did it Derech Aliyah? Or Ma Derech Yerida? If when a Yisrael kills Derech Yerida, the Yisrael Goli, that Yisrael goes to Golis. Iyanami, so we're learning now, that so too will be the Halacha by Ger Toshev. Iyanami, Sagali B'Golis. He too will go to Golis. So Derech Aliyah, if he killed somebody Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Potter, so the Yisrael is completely off the hook. And the Ger Toshev, Iyan Erech, he'll get killed. So Tosfos says he doesn't understand the Gemara's question. He says that if we're learning, he says, that the Gemara is learning that Derech Aliyah is less than Derech Yerida, and therefore the Gemara finds it very difficult to understand why a Ger Toshev who kills Derech Yerida gets Golis, and he kills Derech Aliyah, which presumably is less than Derech Yerida, because by Derech Aliyah doesn't get Golis, how could he get killed? Tosfos says perhaps the reason that you don't get killed by Derech Aliyah is because Derech Aliyah is more severe than Derech Yerida, and therefore Golis is not adequate. So Tosfos says so from here we have to see, this is an important understanding towards the entire difference between Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah. Tosfos says from here we see that the halacha of Derech Aliyah means to tell us that Derech Aliyah is really a more severe Aveira. And Golis is not enough of a reason that he should have a Kapara. And since Golis is not enough of a reason that he should have Kapara, so that's why he doesn't get the opportunity to go on into Golis. And a Ger Toshev, in that case, since it's more severe Aveira, will be killed. Elam Rava, says Rava, how do we understand? But Rava, says Rava, what's the difference between a Ger Toshev and a Yisrael? Is Ba'ayma Mutter, where Ger Toshev thinks that it's Mutter to kill another Ger Toshev. Amar Abaya, says the Gemara, if that's the case, and that's where he'll be killed. Ask the Gemara, Ayma Mutter, such a case, Onasu. Amalei Shani Ayma, to which Rava says, I actually hold Ayma Mutter Karv L'mezeru. And that's why when a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev, there's a Chiyav Misa. Says the Gemara Azul Tamayu. And this Machlaikis that we're learning here is actually consistent with a Machlaikis that we've seen earlier. When we speak in a case where Yisrael killed another Yisrael, with a case of Ayman Mutma. Ditmar, we learned, Sava Behema, if somebody assumed that what was coming towards him was an animal, that's one pshat. Or another pshat that I saw is that there were two things coming, an animal and a person. He was shooting the animal, the Nimtza Adam, and at the end of the time, he killed, instead of the animal, he killed the person. Kanani, or he thought that what's coming is a Kanani, and Nimtza Ger Toshev. Rav Amma, in this case, the person who did the Deschai Misa. Haimim Mutter, because somebody who thinks that you're allowed to do that is Karv L'mezeru. He should have learned that he's not allowed to do this. And therefore, Gemara is learning that when he thinks it's an animal and it turns out to be a person, that too is considered Ayma Mutter. And why is that the same? Why do we say that when a person thinks that you're allowed to do something, is it the same as if when you kill a person instead of an animal? So the way to Rishonim him explain, what is the concern, what is the issue of an Ayma Mutter? The issue of an Ayma Mutter is that he thinks that he should have paid attention, he should have learned and think and know that what he's doing is wrong. So teaches us the Gemara, the same thing, you should have paid attention, is what's coming towards you, a person and not an animal. Rav Chisda's opinion is that Ayma Mutter is an onesu. So we see the Rav and Rav Chisda disagree, what is the halacha of Ayman Mutter? Is he considered an Aynus or is he considered Karv L'mezid? So Rava, who holds that Oyma Mutas Karv Lamezid, that's why he's going to say that the Ger Toshiv that killed with a case with under the assumption of Oyma Mutar is going to be Chayiv Misa. Rav Chisda, who holds that Oyma Mutar is an honest, doesn't have that option, and he's going to have to say, therefore, that the Brice is speaking about Derech Aliyah. But takes the Ritva, this entire discussion that we just had, a step further. It says the Ritva that if this is the way we're learning now, we're going to have another machlokes. How do we treat an Oyma Mutar? That according to Rava, the halacha of Oyma Mutar is that he's considered Karav Lemezid, and according to Rav Chisda, an Oyma Mutar is going to be considered an Onus. Esvei, Rava Rav Chisda. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avimelech, after he took Sora, he says, Hinchames, ala isha shalakachta. My love, didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean that he's chai misa b'day Adam? Even though that was clearly a situation of Oyma Mutar, where Avram had told him that she was his sister, and based on the understanding that she was his sister, that's why he was prepared to have relations with her. So why would it be Chayiv Misa if Reb Chisda says that Oyma Mutar is considered honus? Loi, says the Gemara. No, he says Reb Chisda, there was never a question that it should be Chayiv Misa b'day Adam. What the person pasuk is referring to is that Hashem said to Avimelech, "You ought to be chayiv misa b'day shemayim." Dekanami, the ksiv. If we look at the pasuk says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Avimelech, 'Ve'echso gam anochi oisim chatali.'" So we see that the consideration is li, only to me. So the question is that the Rishonim ask that if the halacha tells us that an Oyma Mutar is an onus, and therefore is not Chayim Misa B'day Adam, that should create that even B'day Shemaim is not Chayim Misa. The B'day Shemaim has to follow the halacha the same way the B'day Adam has to follow the halacha. And if the halacha tells us that a B'day Adam is not Chayim Misa, why is he Chayim Misa B'day Shemaim? The Ritva asked this question. He says that would be a difference between a Yisrael and a Nachri. A Yisrael, Oyma Mutar is potter under all circumstances. A Nachri is potter b'day Adam by Oyma Mutar, but not b'day Shemayim. Another answer that Ritva offers is there's a difference between b'day Shemayim and b'day Adam. B'day Adam, a person who's Oyma Mutar, the halacha tells us that such a person is not Chayiv Misa. It's not for us to understand why. It's for us to understand what. Whereas B'day Shemayim, when you start thinking about Oyma Mutar, there's really, we need to understand what's behind that Oyma Mutar. So we as human beings don't have the ability of knowing that. Besides that we don't have the ability of knowing that, the halacha doesn't tell us to take that into consideration when we do what we have to do. We do what the halacha tells us to do. But when we're talking B'day Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously does know what is supposed to be and what is not supposed to be. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's supposed to be, that he decides what was his status, is he chayiv or not. L'tameich asked the Gemara, how do we understand the pasuk that Yosef said to Eishes Potiphar when she tried to get him to have relations with her? And Yosef's reaction to her was, "Ve'ech es ha'ro'a g'doyla azois v'chatosi l'alakim." And the question automatically comes up, was it only l'alakim Adam, having relations with a married woman is certainly an Aveira even in this world. Ella, says the Gemara, even though to the Pasuk says V'chatasi L'kim, Dina Masal Adam doesn't change that it's also something that affects the relation that he was behind Misim Bezdin. So why don't we say, asked the Gemara, that even though the Pasuk says Michatol Li, it's still Masala Adam. It says the Gemara, Esrei Abai L'Rava. The Pasuk says, Avimelech told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hagoy Kam Tzadik Tarag. He said, I'm innocent. I have no idea that she was an Eshes Ish. So isn't that a proof that with Avimelech's excuse that he was trying to say that I'm a mutter and therefore I should be considered oinus? Why are you saying that I'm chayim misa? Says the Gemara, Hasum kudah hadmin relay. Let's continue learning what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Vata hashav eishes ish ki navihu. And the question is, why does it make a difference that he's a navi? Eishes navihu the header does. Is the halach of Eishes Ish limited to B'dei Adam? The halach of Eishes Ish, the lav Navi Leiteheder, and if he weren't a Navi, you would not be prohibited from having relations with her? What is the fact that Avraham Avinu was a Navi a consideration here? Ella, K'ram Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonason, Hachi Kamalei, Vata Eishes Ish Mikamakim. You are certainly obligated, to return that woman. That's no question. The Kamrit, and that you're indicating, says Hashem to Avimelech, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Tarik, you're saying that you're a Tzadik, because Haloy Hu Omali Achoisihi, didn't Avraham Avinu himself claim that she's my sister? Says the Gemara, the reason he did this is Novihu. He realized what type of situation he's in here. Umchalamed. And he learned from your behavior that that's what he has to say. Why? Because Achsnai Shabalir, when you have a guest that comes to the city, what should you be asking him about? Aliski Chil Vishti Shalom Asai, do you ask him, do you have what to eat? Do you have what to drink? Klum Shalom Asai is the question that you're supposed to ask Ishtacha Achoyscha Zu. Is this Ishtacha Zu Achoyscha Zu? Is she your wife or your sister? Why is that an appropriate question? So he saw that he's living in a, that he's coming to a city where people don't behave the way they're supposed to behave. Mekan? So here we see, says the Gemara, Shebenoich Nerag Shehoyloi Limoid, he should have behaved in a proper way. Veloi Lamad, if he didn't behave in that way, that's why he deserves to be punished. Actually, the Prashas Drachim has a famous piece about a question: what was the status of the Avos and the Shvatim? Are they considered like Bnei Yisrael? Or are they considered like Bnei Noach? Our Gemara is a proof, says the Prashas Drachim, that the Shvatim and the Avos were considered like Bnei Noach, because here we're saying that Avimelech and Avram were all being treated like Bnei Noach. So we see that at that point they were still treated, like Bnei Noach. Says the Chasam Sofer in explaining this piece of Gemara. He says, what Avraham Avinu was saying, that what I thought about this place was that they had at least Yirah Shemayim. But what I'm learning here is that not only did they not have Yirah Shemayim, but they don't even have a little Derech Eretz, because Derech Eretz, she would have required that you should have asked, as the Gemara just said, about Achil of Ishtiach. And the fact that you didn't is a proof that you don't even have Derech Eretz. But then I saw that the Alter von Slobodka says that Yirah Shemayim has a direct influence on the way we behave. And that's the lesson of this Gemara. Because they didn't behave, because they didn't have Yirah Shemayim, that's what caused them to behave the way they behaved. Says the Mishnah, Suma, somebody who Rechman Slan is blind, ain't a goyla, doesn't go to Golos, Divrei Reb Yehuda, Remei Oimer goyla, he does go to Golos. Hasoina, if somebody hates somebody else, and as we've said previously, Soina, there's two ways of understanding who is considered an enemy. One pshat that I saw who is considered an enemy is that they did not speak for 3 days out of enmity. The other pshat is that everybody knows, it's well known to everybody, that these two people hate each other. Hasoina in a goyla, Rabbi Yosef Hasoina Nereg. If a soina killed another person, if an enemy killed another person, not only is he not go to Golus, but he's killed in Bezdin, Mnei Shuk Muad, because we assume that he was killed B'mezid. Rav Shimaimer, Yeh Soina Goyla. There are situations where Soina will go to Golus. Yeh Soina, Shana Goyla. We have to look on the circumstances. Kal Zaklal, Kal Shiyach Loimer, there any situation that we could say, Ladas Harug, that it was clear that he killed him deliberately. then ain't a goyla kashloila das, where it's obvious that it wasn't done deliberately, that's when I'll go to goyles. And Daruch Lener explains that the machloket between Rav Shimon and the Tanna Kamma is according to their opinions that we have throughout Shas. He explains that throughout Shas we have a machloket Rav Shimon and the other Tanoim if we understand, if we learn Talmud the Kra, if we learn the, when we see a pasuk and we see a halacha in a pasuk, do we try to understand the reasoning behind the pasuk and use that to formulate the halacha? Rav Shimon says that we do follow Talmud the Kra. We look at the reason of the pasuk. We try to understand the reason of the pasuk, and based on understanding the reason of the pasuk, that's why we paskin the way we paskin. So here, it's obvious that why does an enemy not go to Golos? Because there's a strong consideration that he did it b'mezid. But in a case where it's clear that it wasn't done b'mezid, so the fact that he's an enemy, still he should still go to Golos. Whereas the Rabbanan hold, we don't learn Talmud the Kra. And if the pasuk says that a enemy doesn't go to Golos, that's all we need to know, and the why is unimportant. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, B'loy Rois, from here we see Prat L'Suma, that a Suma doesn't go to Golos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Ramei Oimer, B'loy Rois, L'Rabbis is a Suma, he says that the pasuk says, the pasuk is coming to teach us whether he could see or whether he could not see, he goes to Golos. Says the Gemara, my time of the Yehuda, what is the reason that the pasuk is, according to Yehuda, excluding the Suma from Golos? And the way the Achroinim explained this Gemara, why is the Gemara choosing to ask a question on Yehuda versus choosing asking a question on Remeir? Says the Gemara, he says, the fact that the Torah says, the Sefer Kosh Yeshua says this, the fact that the Pasuk says B'loi Rois is indicative that we're speaking about somebody who can't see, which means somebody who's blind. Says the Gemara, in explaining Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, why a Suma is excluded from Golos, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, V'ashiyoves re'ayu re'ar, lachtav eitzim. Anybody who walks into the forest. And then the Pasuk continues and says, afil, which means afil asuva. Then when the Torah says the word B'loi Rois, what is the Torah trying to do? Mate, to exclude the person who can't see. Remeya, how does he explain this pasuk? B'loi Rois is lamat. Indeed, the word B'loi Rois, that way he agrees with Yehuda, is coming to exclude a suma. But then the pasuk continues, Asher yakas re'e b'lei das. So it's also coming lamat to exclude a suma. So now we have a situation of a double miut. And we know that throughout Shas, the halacha is a miut acha miut l'rabbis. We have a double miut, it's coming to be marba. So ask Tosfos, if a double miut is coming to be marba, don't write the double miut altogether. And if you won't write the double miut altogether, then we'll leave the halacha the way it is, and he'll be chayiv golos. So Tosfos says the reason the Torah needs to do that, because the Torah is concerned that maybe somebody through a logical, through logic, will exclude the Suma. That's why we have to be marbid the Suma. Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yehuda agree with Rameya? Rabbi Yehuda says, believe that is prat maskavnu dasa. It's coming to teach us another halacha, that it's the case that we spoke about earlier in our shir, that Niskavan Larik Behema for Harik Esa Adam, that case there's no Golos. Agamar just taught us the rule or the klal of Emir Achamit El Rabbis. I saw that the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majid Tzareba has a very long piece here explaining, it has a long piece to explain why we say what we can learn from the words Emir Achamit El Rabbis. He explains that what we learn from this pasuk, that there's a lot to learn. Ein meir achamiyit, the simple pshat, is ein meir achamiyit. Somebody who constantly is lowering himself. A person who constantly considers himself not worthy, el rabbis. That person is really going to be great. Another pshat is that he says, a person who's constantly trying to get more and more financial assets, a person, if you try to get less, then you'll be satisfied with what you have. But somebody who's constantly trying to get more, if he's going to try to get more, then elamat, all he's going to end up is with less. Another pshat is that there's a person who keeps on learning Torah and always thinks that I have so much more to learn. Somebody that constantly thinks that he constantly thinks that I haven't learned enough, El Rabbis, that will be the way that at the end of the day he'll become a great Talmud Chacham, because he's going to think, I still have so much more to do. Another pshat that I saw is that Emir Achamiyot, if a person constantly needs to eat more and needs more luxury, then he'll never be happy. If somebody who keeps on needing less, then the rabbis will ultimately be satisfied. And the last pshat that I'm going to quote is Emir Achamiyot. If somebody learns less than other people, why does he learn less than other people? Because he's constantly reviewing what he has learned. An individual who constantly is reviewing what he learned, so we would think that he didn't learn that much because he's learning less than everyone else. El Rabbis, that is the individual who actually ultimately learned the most, will know the most because his reviewing will help him remember. Rav Yosef Bar Son and Nerek asked the Gemara, how can we say that a Sinai is Chayiv Misa, where was that Asra? Answers the Gemara, Masnissan Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Chavar, somebody is a Talmud Chacham, and it's Arch Asra. L'fishnitna Asra, El Afkim, Ishaig Lamezit. The whole purpose of that Asra is that the person who did the Saveri should not be able to claim that he was B'shaigig. But here too, if somebody is an enemy, he can't legitimately claim that it was a Shaijik. Rav Shimon Aymer, Yeis Sayin Agayla. Rav Shimon, as we learned in the Mishnah a moment ago, differentiates with sometimes a Sayin does go to gold, sometimes not. Tanya, Keitzer Rav Shimon, Yeis Sayin Agayla, Yeis Sayin Ashayin Agayla. What does he mean? Nifsak, Nish Goyla. Nishmat, Ein Agayla. If this person was lowering a barrel from the roof and the string snapped and it fell on his enemy, then he goes to Golas. It's obvious that he didn't have anything to do with that rope snapping. What if the rope, if he let go of the rope and that's how it fell on the victim? Then there's a concern that maybe he deliberately let go of the rope and then he goes to Golas. Ask the Gemara Tanya, Rav Shimon Aymer, Loilam Ena Goyla, Achiyim, Loilam Ena Goyla, the person never goes to Golos. Ach yishmat machtzela miyadai. We spoke about the magila in the beginning of the perek, that tool, and when it fell down. So that's the only case with his chiv Golos, when the whole thing fell down, not when it snapped. So we have a double kasha. Yesh kasha nifshak and nifsak, kasha nishmat and nifshat. Because the first brisa says the nifsak goyla and nishmat ain't a goyla. And this brisa says that nishmat goes to golus and not nifsak. Nifsak doesn't go to golus altogether. Answers the Marloi Kasha. Ha, the brisa, the second brisa speaks about an oyev. So if the string was nishmat, it fell out of my hand, then he goes to golus. Because we don't in any way assume that he did it on purpose. The brisa that says b'shagig, and therefore the talking about a soina. A soina, if it slipped out of his hands, we need to be concerned that he did it on purpose. Nifsak and nifsak lo kasha. Ha, the brisa that says that nifsak ain a goyla fouls the opinion of Rebbe. The Rebbe taught us in the Mishnah that if the axe and the wood disconnected, there's a loch that there's no galus, because Rebbe holds that's not what the Torah said. There's a galus. Rebbe says that's considered, as we learned in our previous year, shum, a case of kaychai. Ha, and therefore, in a case of nifsak, there's not going to be galus according to that braisa that's following the opinion of Rebbe. Ha, the braisa that says that you go to galus is the opinion of the Rabbanan, who hold in such a case, there is galus in that case, and therefore there would be gels here too. We now go into discuss when somebody goes to galus, where do they run? Leichen gola, loy miklet, l'shol shabei iver hayadein, l'shol shabei eretz kanan. You go to the ari miklet. There were three on the iver hayadein, and three in eretz kanan. Shnema, as the pasuk says, ashloish ha'ar titnu beiver hayadein, v'shloish ha'ar titnu baretz kanan. So the Aruch Lener says, what is the Mishnah coming to teach us that isn't taught explicitly in the pasuk that we have these Ari Miklat? It says the Aruch Lener, what we're trying to learn, from the Mishnah is coming to teach us that the Torah gives us these six Ari Miklat, and there's no obligation to go to the Ari Miklat that's near where you live. You could go to any one of the Ari Miklat. They're all equal for any person. Says the Gemara. Another pshat that I saw is that the Mishnah is coming to teach us, going back to what we learned from the Ragged Shavar, that a Ger Toshiv, when he goes to Golos, only goes to these six and not to the 42 Ariel Vim. Says the Mishnah, Ashlo Nifra Shal Shabbat Yisrael, until the three in Etz Yisrael were chosen, Loi Hayishal Shabbat Yisrael Kultus. The three on the other side are not work, don't work. Shnema sheish ari miklat tiyana lachem. Achi shishtem kaltus kakas. They all have to work. And the Meshech Chachma explains that what's the reason? Because if only the three in Eva Yadin would be operating, and that would mean that somebody has to run at that point, because they were chosen first from Etz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. And we don't want them to have to run to Chutz Laretz. Says the Tzeres Yisrael. Why do we have to learn this Mishnah? Unfortunately, we don't have any Ari Miklat anymore. So what's the point of this entire Mishnah? So he says that there's a tremendous lesson to be learned from the Mishnah. And that is that two lessons. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu immediately chose Dari Miklan, the Aivar Yardin, even though, as we're learning now, they didn't work until later. That's one pshat. So from here we see that as soon as you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, grab the opportunity to do the mitzvah and don't delay. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that since all six have to be in operating, that they should be useful. So if one of the Ari Miklat, for whatever reason, gets destroyed, we have an obligation to immediately rebuild it, because otherwise there'll be a problem. Continues the Mishnah, Mecham v'lasam drachim l'zeh l'zeh. There were highways prepared to get them. Shnem tachem l'cha haderech v'shalashta. This should be all prepared. U'maisam l'hem shnei tamid chachamim. This person who runs Torah Miklat has two Talmid Chum accompanying him. Shema Yagena B'derech. In case they confront the Goyal Adam on the way, V'yidabrei Lov, they'll be able to speak to him. Rameya Omer, Hu Medabai De'atzmai. He doesn't have to have people help him. He could speak for himself. Shenemar V'zeh Dvar HaRitzeach. The Ritzeach speaks to him on his own. The Rishonim point out that the halacha of a Goyal Adam is only applicable when we have Ari Miklat. When we don't have Ari Miklat, then the Goyal Adam halacha doesn't apply either. Originally, what they used to do is, whether somebody killed B'Shoigig or Meza, they would run to Ari Miklat, or Bezdin Shalchum Avin or Samasham, and then Bezdin would bring him from there. Misha Chayim Misa Bezdin. And if the person was Chayim Misa Bezdin, then Bezdin Hagu would kill him. Mishloinus Chayim Bezdin. But if he was not Chayim Misa Petrua, they would send him home. Or Mishnus Chayim Golus. And if he was Chayim Golus, then Machzir Nesul Mokaymai, they would send him back to the Ari Miklat. Shenemar v'shiva oisaya eda aliyah miklotai. Why do we have to have two Talmidei Chachamim? So I saw one pshat is that they should be able to fend off the Goyel Adam. But I saw from Rabbi Moshe Shalvechik that said that what we really want to do here is that we're having these Talmid Chachamim. When you have two Talmid Chachamim, they have the ability to be a positive influence. And that's what's the goal what we're trying to accomplish. That they should serve as a positive influence that this Goyel Adam should not do what he shouldn't do. Says the Gemara, Tanabanan Sholosh Orim, Hivda Moshe Rabbeinu Ve'Yadein, or Kenegnan Hivda Yeshua Be'eretz Kanan. Moshe Rabbeinu chose three cities in Eva Yadin and Yeshua three in Eretz Kanan. U'mechovonus hayu, k'min shtei shteres ha'bikarim. And they were parallel to each other, like rows in a vineyard. Chem Shem Yehuda Kenegi Betza Sheba Midbar, Shem Sheba Har Ephraim Kenegid Rama Sheba Gilad, Kedesh Sheba Har Naphtali Kenegid Goyim Sheba Boston. The pasuk says Vishilashta. From here we learn Shehei Mishloshim. There should be an equal distance between the cities. Shehei Midvarim at Chevron, K'may Mechevron L'Shem, and there should be Mechevron L'Shem. They should all be equal distance. Ask the Gemara, they should all be equal distance. I saw that it says here that Chevron Behuda corresponded to Betzer Bemidbar. The question is that the halacha is that a city with a wall doesn't become an armiklet. So if a city with a wall doesn't become an armiklet, the question is, how did this city become an armiklet? From here we see that Chevron actually did not want to have did not have a wall. It's relevant to Purim. The question is on Purim, what is the halacha regarding Chevron? Do we keep Purim on Shushan Purim? Ask the Gemara. Be'evin ha'yadin t'las. There were three cities in Avin Yardin, and Beretz Yisrael Talas. It doesn't make sense that it should be the same amount of cities. I saw that many suggest that Kedesh Har Naphtali is actually Tzas. And Dimri Pinchas explains that's why we find that the first Jewish, one of the earliest Jewish communities was in Tzas. People lived in Tzas because they knew Tzas was an Eir Miklat. Amar Bai Begilat Shchichi Reitzchim. There were many murderers in Gilad, the Ksiv, Gilad, Kiryas, Pali, Oven, Akev, and Madan. Ma, Akev, and Madan, Amar, Veleza, Shay, Oikvin, Laharag, Nefashis. They killed many people, and I saw that's why the Pasuk says that the brothers sold Yosef to Orchash, Yishmael, Elam, Haboim, Megillad. Why does the Torah feel the need to tell us that they were Boim, Megillad? Because they really wanted to kill him. But they didn't want to kill them themselves. So they sell them to Orchas Yishmaelim, who come from Gilad. And since they came from Gilad, that's why they were people that they felt would ultimately kill Yosef, which was their goal. But the question, of course, that many Rishonim ask is that the people who killed in Gilad were Bemezid, and Ari Miklat are for people who killed Bishagig. So What is the point of making our miklat for people who killed Bishagig? But as we're going to learn later in the shir, that sometimes somebody who kills Bemezid ends up killing Bishagig, etc. That's why they needed a lot of Ari Miklat. The Ramban gives a different teretz. They sometimes fool people into believing that they did it Bishagig, not Mezid, even though they really did it Bemezid, and that's why they made the Ari Miklat. Moreover, says the Ramban, from this Gemara, we see that the Torah knew what's going to be in the future. The Torah knew that Gilad, at the time that the cities were identified, it wasn't yet a city of murderers. But the Torah knew that that's ultimately what's going to be.